Good morning. Today we hear about the bad shepherds and the good shepherds. And so the first part is always directed towards the priests and to make sure that we're doing our job. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, I guess. But the reality is I as pastor am not shepherd. Christ is your shepherd. Isn't that exciting? That you have Christ to be your shepherd and not Father Larry. That he is the one who goes, if we listen to even the response today, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Huh? And then the shepherd, how does he treat us? Well, we get that in the gospel today. Jesus, the good shepherd, looks at you and me and says, come by yourself to an out-of-the-way place, or deserted place in this translation, and rest a little. And when we come to an out-of-way place and rest a little with him, he refreshes us, and then he teaches us. You see, so often we want people, the shepherd to be one who just sits there and takes care of my needs. But the shepherd is one who takes care of our needs, but then teaches us. Because here they are, he takes them and says, come by yourself to an out-of-the-way place, deserted place. You must come by yourself. Then he refreshes us, as we hear in the response, come by, the Lord is my, he will refresh you. And then he taught them. The way like the Holy Father is a good shepherd is he teaches us. He doesn't take care of all our needs. Nobody here has met him. Well, as far as I know, I haven't met him. So if you met our new Holy Father in the last couple of years, well, that's pretty good. I've never met him. So, but he's still a shepherd in the way Christ is because he teaches us. But what needs to happen in our own lives is we need to, first of all, make sure that we're having a place of rest. You know, yesterday I had to go to Harrisburg to do a wedding. And, you know, I got to get up early, 6 o'clock, drive down there. I got there. Wedding wasn't until 3:30. Then I sat there and they had a reception that asked me to pray at. So I got to pray at 6:45 at night, got back in the car and drove back so I could be here for the masses today. And then I have to leave right after this afternoon and head back down to my 5-day retreat in New Jersey. So I'm going to go right back down 80. But on the way back, on the way down, I was very tired. And I had to keep pulling off the road to fall asleep and sleep in the car. Because if not, if I'd have just kept trying to force the issue, I would have died. You know, it would have been that simple. So I had to stop and I had to rest. And so sometimes we think that we're people that don't need to rest. We must rest. Huh? Christ commands you and me today. Come by yourself to an out-of-the-way place and rest. This week I'll go on my 5-day retreat. Every year a priest must make a 5-day retreat. It's in canon law. It's a command. It's a law. We must take 5 days to rest in the Lord. And it's here that God will refresh us, and it's here that God will teach us. So that's not just for me as priest or pastor, but that got to be for you. When was the last time you listened to Jesus, that you truly obeyed him? You know, we do all these other things, and we play these games with God. You know, like, okay, I'll do this, and I'll obey by all the rules and all that's okay. But we only listen to part of the stuff. Sometimes we think that the more we do, the holier we are. And that's a lie. You know, the more you do isn't the holier you are. You must rest by God's command. Jesus looked at them, and after they did all these things, he says, okay, that's good. Now come by yourself. You got to go away by yourself and rest a while. So for a priest, we have to do it 5 days a year together. But everybody here, when was the last time you took a day just to be with the Lord? Father, I have 8 kids. I can't do this. Well, when was the last time you took an hour to be with the Lord? That you went by yourself to be with the Lord so that he could refresh you and so that he could teach you. Again, it's not an option. You must take time. And it's ideal if you can take it every day. And give that 5 minutes so God in your prayer can refresh you. You're by yourself. And so he can teach you. But how can we sit there and allow ourselves, and that's the point, many of us don't allow ourselves to be shepherded. We sit there and we talk about we need a shepherd. But then when the shepherd tells us something, we don't pay any attention to him. He commands you today, come by yourself to an out-of-the-way place and rest. Because if you don't rest, you're going to burn out. If you don't rest, you're going to break down. If you don't rest, you're going to be good to nobody. Nobody. If you don't rest, you'll be irritating and irritable, both at the same time. If you don't rest, you're breaking God's command to you. So again, first of all, he wants us to rest. He wants us to rest by ourselves in an out-of-the-way place. You're going to have to find that place. And this is what I want to encourage you to do, that somehow within this next week, that you make sure that you take and you're going to set up a time. You mightn't be able to do it this week, but that you can ideally take a day by yourself. And there's plenty of retreat places around where you can do that. Avalahas, St. Thomas More. You can come and spend the whole day in our chapel if you want, and let the chapel be a day of retreat for you. You can go in there, spend the whole day with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. It'd be a great thing. And if you can't do a day, if it's absolutely impossible for you, and do it once a year, we're not saying do this every week, but then sit there and say, okay, God, I'll give you half a day. And then while you're there with the Lord, you got to be alone with him. Don't do this. This is not time for family time. This is time because even though, when I'm talking to families, I say, do you have a daily prayer life? Well, we pray every day together, Father. Very good. But especially if you're the man or if you're the mother, you need to have alone time with the Lord. You must have alone time. Don't get this stuff. We pray at meals, Father. We pray at meals. That's nice. Do you have alone time with the Lord? Just you and Jesus. You must. It's a command. Come by yourself. And while you're there, you need to rest. Like last night, I didn't get home till after almost 1 o'clock. And then I hadn't said Mass yet. And then I didn't do my prayer. So I had to say Mass here, and then I had to do my prayer. Well, I didn't get to bed after 2 o'clock. And if I was sat and I woke up this morning, I'm like, oh. And when I get in the car this afternoon to start driving, I'll be, oh. But if I don't rest, then I'll be dead. Huh? If you don't rest, then you'll be dead. Physically, maybe. Spiritually, surely. Spiritually, for sure, if you don't take time to rest in the Lord. And the reason you got to be there and rest and find that refreshment is so Jesus can be your shepherd. And the way Jesus can be your shepherd and my shepherd is he wants to teach you something. He wants to teach me something. So he calls me once a year for 5 days to shut up so that he can teach me something. He wants you too to shut up so he can teach you something. But you're going to have to take a time to be away, to rest in the Lord so he can refresh you. And then while you're rested, so he can teach you, what's it mean to be a flock, a member of his flock? What's it mean to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? The number one way he's our shepherd is by the way he teaches us. They were like sheep without a shepherd, so he taught them. Do you need a shepherd? Then go away to be with him alone. Let him refresh you and let him teach you. You got it? Get it? Are you going to do it? You better. And when I go, I'm going back now. I'm going down to St. Alfonso Retreat House in Long Branch, New Jersey. It's right on the ocean. So it's going to be really hard. But he says by restful waters, he will lead us. So that's the restful waters. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe